Good morning again. This is Pastor Greg Huffman with the Word for Life Radio Ministry, and we want to welcome you back. We've been talking about Mary and Martha. The choice that Mary made to leave her sister and sit at the feet of Jesus. Oh, there were so many things that needed to be done. 13 men that needed to be fed. But the Bible tells us that Mary chose the best thing. Now, she had been helping her sister, Martha. It says that she also sat at Jesus' feet in Luke chapter 10 and verse 39. In other words, in addition to serving. And that's exactly what Martha said to Jesus in the next verse. Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to serve alone? In other words, she was here serving with me, Lord, and now she's left me. And it could be that Mary's heart was just so filled with distractions and just frazzled and empty. And it could be that she just thought, you know, I just need to spend some time with Jesus. She chose for eternity. And you see, God's ways are always choosing for eternity. What is priority? We were talking about Jeremiah chapter 17 in our last broadcast, where God said, if we are putting our trust in the Lord, then we will be like a tree planted by the waters that spreadeth out her roots by the river. We talked about roots. The fact that roots are unseen and your spiritual walk with the Lord is unseen for a while. But you know, you can't spend all your time with people and still have a ministry to people. You need to have time alone with the Lord. They see your fruits. Only God sees your roots. And so you need to be spending time alone with the Lord. Whatever time of the day is best for you, you work it out. But root time is vitally important. Sabbatical time, shall we say. Because, you see, roots are for taking in. The plant has to have roots. The tree has to have roots to be able to take in the water, deep roots, so that even when there's a drought, the roots have found the underground water systems and are able to continue to grow. I would call it the great exchange. In the Christian life, I come to the Lord, and when my roots are deep into Him, I'm exchanging my weakness for His strength. I'm exchanging my weariness for His power, or my darkness for His light, my problems for His solutions. I'm exchanging my frustrations for His peace. My questions, I'm exchanging those for His answers. I'm exchanging my confusion for His knowledge, or my doubts for His assurance. I'm exchanging the temporal for the eternal. Or how about the impossible for the possible? Now, you talk about exchanges. That's the great exchange. And that's exactly what happens when you put your roots down deep into the Word of God and when you spend quality time with the Lord. Without this time, all else is going to be disaster. And we saw that in Jeremiah 17. Not only is it for digging deep, but roots are for storage. Remember Jeremiah 17, verses 7 and 8, blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh. For her leaf shall be green, shall not be full of care in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. See, first of all, you'll not even be afraid when the droughts come. The reservoir has enough of God's Word stored to get you through, whether it be for a week or for a year. The reservoir of God's Word, it's for storage. And secondly, you'll also be able to bear fruit faithfully. You will grow in your strength. And others will be able to gain strength from your reservoir of strength. Then I think thirdly, roots are for support. Without them, we become top-heavy and unstable as the winds of life blow us. And sooner or later, we'll have to be staked up, or maybe propped up, shall we say. Is that the way your life is? Do you constantly have to have people propping you up? constantly going to counseling, constantly having to get together with people that prop you up. The problem is your roots. They are not deep into Christ himself. You see, every challenge that comes along, you're going to need to be propped up. God wants to develop you into a strong tree. Now, the process of developing a tree from which to make a ship's mast is to find one at the top of a mountain. And then they will cut down all the trees around it and let the winds of nature whip that tree around for years and years. And after it has stood the test of time, alone, by itself, it's now ready for the great task of being a ship's mast. You know, many times the Lord allows that to take place in your life. And he takes away all the crutches out of your life, all the people and things upon which you love to just kind of lean and get support. And you may say, Lord, don't you love me? Why are all these people leaving? Why don't I have the support system I used to have? And God is saying, I'm developing a ship's mast. I'm developing someone that needs the stability for the strong winds. And that's the only way it can happen. But how does all this take place? How am I going to develop that kind of strength? Well, you have to develop a time to draw near to God. In other words, it's an appointment. An appointment. If someone were to say to you today, can you share with me what you got from the Lord today? Would you kind of look at them with a blank look like, what I got from the Lord today? I don't know. See, that was a question that Dawson Trotman, the founder of the Navigators, would ask every prospective missionary that wanted to join the Navigators ministry. Can you share with me what you got from the Lord today? And how important that is. And no, we're not interviewing for positions, but we are preparing for the battle. We are preparing for the winds of adversity. So the question is, can you share with me what you got from the Lord today? If someone were to ask you that at the end of this day, what would you say? If you have nothing to say, well, then you need to develop a place to draw near to God, where you can be alone without interruption. And then gather the tools for an effective Bible study and prayer. And just spread those tools out around you. And then when you're done with that, dream of what God wants you to be 1 year from now. And then go for it. Begin to make plans. Begin to take the next step. What is it going to take to see the Lord fulfill that dream that God is giving you for what he wants you to be and do? Now, God's greatest concern is not what kind of wife or single lady you are, or single man or husband you are in your relationship to others, but his concern is what kind of Christian you are in a relationship with him. Have you chosen that one thing that is needful? Have your choices reflected that which will bring about eternal results? Is the Lord controlling every thought, every impulse, every action? How about your words, your attitudes, and the motives that you have? Do you need him to control those things? Well, obviously, I think we do. And so we come then to number four, a heart committed to prayer. You see, that's what communing with the Lord is. That's what Jesus was saying about Mary. Now, that takes a definite time of dedication to develop a meaningful prayer life. But yet, once it's done, the blessings will begin. Let me just share a few blessings that God has taught me in my personal prayer life. Number one, a deeper relationship with the Lord. Your faith has increased. My faith has been increased in the last 4.5 years. I have learned so much more about God, his word, his omnipotence, his plan for my life, the sovereignty of God, the joy of living in the will of God and the pleasure of God. But let me tell you, the hardest times of my life, that has forced me to my knees, forced me to spend time with him. And until we get desperate for God, God is not going to get desperate for us. A deeper relationship with the Lord, where your faith is increased, where your prayers are answered, where you can kind of keep a prayer list and keep track of the answers that God gives you. You know what that does? That strengthens your faith. The next time you face trials, you're able to look back and say, wow, I can see what God did the last time I faced trials. And I also believe that your burdens are dumped. Yeah, they're dumped. 1 Peter 5:7 says, cast all your care upon him, for he careth for you. You come to the Lord and you dump the burdens there and you say, Lord, I'm going to leave them with you. When the world from you withholds all its silver and its gold, and you have to get along with meager fare, just remember in his word that he feeds the little bird. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. And as the camel kneels before his master to have his burdens removed, so do we before our master. We kneel before him. And the presence of God is sensed to be very near. In fact, Psalm 46:1 says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. And so when we're learning to have a deeper relationship with the Lord, panic that used to so envelop our lives is recognized as an invitation to believe a lie, that we can handle the situation ourselves. Luke 18:1 says, he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. And see, your life becomes changed. 1 hour of prayer a day will become noticeable to those around you in 30 days. So, number one, that first blessing is a deeper relationship with the Lord. And that's exactly what Mary had. She had a deeper relationship with the Lord. One thing is needful. Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. There are so many things that we're involved in that at the end of the year, they're nowhere around. It has made no beneficial effect upon our lives. But Jesus said, the time you spend at his feet, in his presence, that can't be taken away from you. But notice he said, Mary hath chosen. So you have to choose a heart committed to prayer. Second blessing is greater purity. We are living in a society today that is so tempting us to become impure. Impure. And so many times a person's talents carry him further than what his character is able to sustain him. I trust that a heart committed to prayer will enable you to be able to live a life of purity. Well, we'll have to finish this up the next time we meet. And I trust that God is burning your heart to spend time alone with him, as Mary did at the feet of Jesus. And so, until the next time, I trust that God will bless you in a fantastic way.